What's up? What's up? You are now listening to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Thank you for tuning in. This is a recap to Raising Canaan, Season 3, Episode 4, titled In Sheep's Clothing. I got Deron with me. What's up, Deron?
Hey, what's good, man?
Chilling, brother. Leon's here. What's going on, Leon?
What's going on? What's going on?
Nothing much, man. So a lot happened in this episode. I don't know, man. Where do you guys want to start? I don't want to get to the main thing that bothered me, but
Leon, this one was full of a lot of stuff, man. I think we got a nice podcast ahead of us today for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's just start with the opening scene with Rock buying Southside Plaza. So she's about to start washing her money, cleaning it well. I think it's going to work out for her. I mean, I know she's being watched and everything, but who knows if they're going to ask for proof of where she got her money from. She can say anything. She can say in its inheritance. Just as long as she tries to remain clean, at least for the feds, I think she'll be okay. Leon, I know you had some thoughts about her buying up property and stores and all that. What do you think about her buying Southside Plaza?
I think it's going to bring unwarranted attention, for sure. But also, she's getting extorted out the gate with those two officers that was talking to her. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how everything unfolds.
On the second watch, I saw the gentleman that sold her the property talking to the cops.
Right.
Do you think he's a part of that?
Nah.
You don't think so?
So what I think is he's just the local broker or whatever. And I don't think he's a part of the extortion per se, but like, you know, those cops they're always telling people, you know, you're going to have to let us know who is who and what's what. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
I don't think he's like the mastermind behind the extortion. I don't think he has anything to do with it except for relaying who's the new people in town so that they could go extort them.
Yeah, I thought that was weird that he would have a relationship. Not a relationship, but why would you need to talk to the cops anyway? You sold Rock the property. End of story. I don't know why he would have had to relay that message to the cops. That kind of didn't sit well with me. I feel like he may be getting some type of financial benefit from telling the cops, yep, I just sold this to her. We can take advantage of her. What do you think, Deron?
I agree with you, Eric. I think he might be getting some kind of deal or cut behind the scenes.
We're going to have to see how that play out for sure. But I'm not surprised about it at all. Like, you know, extortion, it all comes with that.
Mm-hmm. So Raquel pulled up on Canaan at his school because that's pretty much the only place she can find him. She won't catch him at Fame's house if he's there because Canaan won't allow Fame to open the door. I guess if Canaan is there, he won't allow Fame to open the door. So she saw him at school, and I don't know. I don't agree with what she did, man. She put the gun in his bag.
I did not.
She set him up.
Yeah, I didn't think that's what she was doing at first. I thought at first she was putting a gun in his bag because she saw what he was involved with and she wanted him to have protection. What were you guys' initial thoughts when you saw her put the gun in Canaan's bag?
She was setting him up.
That's what you thought off the rip, that when she put the gun in his bag, it was to set him up? You didn't think it was to have protection?
No.
I ain't think that because otherwise she'd have let that be known. You get what I'm saying? Like, she would have told him something. And then also the dialogue between her and Famous kind of indicated that she was trying to frame him.
Yeah.
You know? Because Fame was like, Miss Rock!
Right.
And he was like, feels like, you know, stay out of family business.
Right.
He dropped the money on him. And even Fame was like disgusted with himself taking the money.
That was very slimy of Rock, but it's just like Rock to do that. She's
facts, bro.
She's kind of slimy. She's like, in a way, I don't know if Ghost was the same way. They're just showing us more of what Rock was doing, but we did find out later on who sent Canaan to jail, you know, in a OG power. But Rock, she's doing a lot of backstabby shit. You know what I mean? And that was a very, very, very slick way to get Kanan to come back home with her. Do you guys think that at some point, Famous will tell Kanan that his mother put the gun in his bag, or that Kanan will find out that it was his mother that put the gun in his bag?
I think Kanan's going to find out one way or the other.
Yeah, it's going to come to light for sure, but two dynamics are going to be extremely, drastically changed based on when he finds out and how he finds out.
Him and Fame, right?
For mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, he gonna put some hands on Fame, because I think Fame should have said something.
I think he kind of had his suspicions,
mm-hmm.
just based off of like how his mom was moving. If you pay attention to his body language and how he was looking at stuff, but, yeah,
he was nervous. You
know, he was looking like, yeah, nah, this looked like some Rock shit,
right?
Especially because
exactly.
he know his mom,
right? I mean, after what Lou told him about. Yo, Lou, Rock is the reason why I killed D-Wiz, or Rock is the reason D-Wiz is dead. She made me do it. Rock also killed Scrappy. Like, he knows how his mom is, and he can put that together. It's not going to be long. I agree with you, Leon. It's not going to be long before he puts that together. And I also agree with the Fame situation. Like, he's not going to be happy with Fame. He'll probably punch Fame in his face.
No, he'll probably do worse than that. He'll do worse than that.
He might offer Fame.
Damn.
Fame is hard-headed.
Yeah.
And rule number one, don't let Rock in the apartment.
Yeah, but I couldn't see him just talking to Rock from outside the door. If anything, he could have just ignored her and not said anything. But to say Fame isn't here or Kanan isn't here, like, you would have been better off not saying a thing and making her think you weren't home.
I think she'd have been more persistent.
Mm-hmm.
I think Famous should have told his mans, man.
I agree, 100%. Yo,
yeah,
your mans would say, she put this in your bag, bro.
Give a fuck what Rock talking about. Like, what? Hell no. Hell no.
So, what do we think is going to happen with the courier situation with Paul? Because now those runners that Paul had, who were legit, and their courier business are all selling weed, and Kanan is saying, oh, he's got it handled, he's making more money, but Paul is loose now on his courier business. So is Paul going to just go from being completely legit to now doing the drugs and out on his courier business? I feel like that's where Paul's headed with this.
Doubt it. He like money too much.
So then he's going to have to get more people to balance it out. Because these guys now, they're probably making way too much money to go back to wanting to be a courier only.
I don't know how the compromise is going to happen, but maybe Kanan finds use for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he don't, but it's going to be sticky. Because also, once Kanan realizes he don't really need him and they come in directly to him.
Right.
There might not be no reason to keep Paul around.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. So it looks like shit slowed down for Unique and the drugs at the Chinese store, right? I mean, it looked like Quan was complaining that the others were complaining. The shit slowed down. It looks like Quan and Unique aren't seeing eye to eye right now.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, he was saying people, if you're gonna come to the kitchen or whatever, if you're gonna come to the restaurant, don't complain about what's in the kitchen, or don't come in the kitchen and talk about the cook or some shit that he was trying to say. Like, yo, if people got complaints, you know what I mean? Like, let me handle it. I'll handle it my way. So I don't know if business is looking too good for them right now.
Right. Well, I don't think the tensions is as bad. I feel like they just needed that to kind of move the story along
mm-hmm.
from a writer's perspective.
Right.
Breaking things off with him, he gonna be able to focus more and you know, like, get the Chinese popping.
Yeah.
And that's what he was saying. He was like, yo, you gotta let me move how I move,
yeah.
do what I do. But Unique a hustler. Remember, right. first season, he had a block, he had everything that he needed. So
Right.
Bro had the Louis store, everything.
Facts.
So I think there's no doubt that he'll be able to get the Chinese spot popping. He just needs the freedom to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's where I was headed next, him and Rock. Rock did say she needed to slow things down because Kanan is about to be back in the house. And also, he just got into an argument with Pernessa. So it looks like he's about to lose both his women right now. But him and his brother, man, and we gonna get to Ronnie in a second. But we didn't see they didn't show us anything with Pernessa and Ronnie today on this episode, right? They didn't have any beef today. It was just Ronnie running around trying to make business.
Well, we did see something with Pernessa chewing out Unique.
Right. She found out about Ronnie and she, because of the information Ronnie gave her.
Yeah,
it's not safe for Ronnie. It's not cool to have Ronnie in the crib because now him and Unique are bumping heads. And while we're on the topic, man, let's get to Ronnie. Ronnie, we met Pop. What's it? Is it Pop and Snaps? Or it's Snaps and Pop. We met Snaps and Pop. Snaps is what was his name in The Wire, Leon?
Bunk.
Yeah, Bunk from The Wire.
I was so happy to see him, man.
Yeah, me too, man. It was cool to see him, man. You said in the chat that 50 is getting everybody from The Wire, man. He's had a few people from The Wire and a couple
Chris,
of his, right.
Chris, D'Angelo, Bunk. Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
Stringer Bell. Imagine he get Idris Elba to be in there.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. But if he did get him, he would have to like die quick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Like when you got too much acting roles.
Yeah, exactly. He would just have to be in for like a couple of episodes and then off him.
Or cameo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or cameo like Kendrick Lamar.
Right. So he's gonna get some money from Snaps and Pop, and Ronnie is Ronnie is fresh out and he's just trying to get money from everywhere. Snaps and Pop are gonna give him some. Obviously, you know he's gonna have to pay them back with interest. Also, you notice this episode, Ronnie has OCD?
Think so?
Absolutely. So, like, when he was sitting at the table eating, he had to, like, fix the knife and the napkin in a certain way. When he went to Dean's bingo spot, he had to fix the shit.
Seat up.
Yeah.
He's very meticulous in that sense.
When he did what he did to Dean, he saw the hearing aid, he had to fix that a certain way.
you're right. I didn't pick up on it, but yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely a neat freak. Speaking of Dean is back, and I'm not happy with the ending to that, man. Let's get right to that since we're on the topic. How is that possible? For one, he was super well protected at the bingo spot, and they got him up out of there. There are things that they don't show us that I'm not happy with. How did Ronnie know where Dean lives? Or you know what I mean? Like I would love to have seen that.
I don't feel like that's the elephant in the room in the sense because you know anybody could be found if we're really talking about that and it's not like Dean is like a Lobos or something where he, you know, he got to fly in every weekend to give his grandma bingo. He in New York.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, and niggas know who you are. They know where to find you. I don't feel like that's as much as a plot hole as we can make it seem like.
No protection, though? Because if he's that easily accessible, he should have protection. You know what I mean?
I agree with you there. That, I think, is the plot hole. I don't think that finding out where he lives is an issue. It's just Dean was slacking, which for what? But he thought, you know, I'm with my granny, like I'm safe, da da da. But
damn, I hated that. So the mother, she was watching. What was that Supermarket Sweep? She was watching.
Yeah, she was watching Supermarket Sweep.
So I guess you don't need your hearing aid for that because she was definitely getting a good laugh out of that. And I'm like, if she can't hear shit, what is she laughing at?
Mm-hmm.
But yo, Ronnie is a menace. I asked I think it was episode 1, I asked how many kills will he get this season. He's up to 2, man. He's gonna get over 5. I know he's gonna kill over 5 people.
Think so?
I think so, man. And I think he may kill. I don't know why I think this, but remember he was watching Kanan and Fame, right? What if he kills Paul?
For what?
He's if he sees the money they get into, and then he sees Kanan having a conversation with Paul, he could take Paul out and say, "Yo, I took Paul out. Whatever money you was giving him, give me."
What?
Ronnie is that sick. That would be so random. No, it wouldn't be random. Yeah, Ronnie wants that bread. That's not right.
I don't see it playing out like that. Paul don't need to die by the hands of Ronnie. I don't see that happening. Especially since it's like now I'm gonna just let you extort me, bro. Like, you know that? Hell no. His uncles will take care of Ronnie before that ever fucking happened. Much less his mother. You feel me? I don't see that happening. Kanan not getting extorted, bro. All right. He living on edge right now. He feel like, you know, anybody could get it. So imagine.
Yeah. Ronnie also found Juanita and Joaquin, and it doesn't look like Joaquin wants to do business, but Juanita definitely looks like she has some interest in what Ronnie has to say. I think they'll probably be talking in the next episode about doing business together, because he said he doesn't mess with his brother, and he also said something that sounded a little crazy to me. He said, if my brother's a problem, there's solutions to every problem. So is he going to take out his own brother?
Yeah, it sounded like it.
See, I think that it would go the other way around, though. I think he would try his best to take Unique out, but I think that Joey Badass is probably under contract for like at least the rest of the season, right? So I don't think Joey Badass is leaving the show. Joey Badass is Unique. Unique is not going anywhere. If one of the brothers is going to die, I think that Unique will be the one killing Ronnie.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
I think so too, and I was actually thinking about this right before we got on the call, because I wanted to, I was coming up with my own ideas and predictions and stuff. That's why I said I don't think he gets to five, bro. I think somebody puts an end to it, because he's already knocking off major players.
Yo, they let him take Dean out, bro. And,
you know, that's what I'm saying. Like that right there. I don't know. That was big. That was big.
That was major.
We're going to move around on the street. Yeah. We're going to move around on the street. And, you know, it might not get back to Ronnie immediately because, you know, there was no witnesses. Dead man tell no tales. But everything, it alludes to that. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that Unique is going to kill his brother. And I'm sticking with that because that's what I said last time, last episode as well.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, what the hell is the grandmother going to do? Who's going to take care of her now?
Yeah, poor grandma.
That bodyguard that pulled the gun on Ronnie in the bingo spot, he should have had him around him. Like, you got to keep either him or somebody else around. Damn, that's crazy he went out like that.
I agree.
So
Everybody can get touched, though. Everybody gets caught slipping.
Right. So Gerald is an editor at Voice Magazine. Doesn't take a genius to see what's going to happen with that. That's definitely going to play a part in Jukebox's career as a singer. The crazy thing is, when he was there in that office as the editor when Marvin visited him, he looked so well, so healthy, compared to however many weeks ago it was where he was in that motel room with those crackheads. It's like, I don't know if that it seemed like he was so down and out, like he couldn't, it seemed like the type of person that was in that motel couldn't keep a job, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he looked like he was in a bad way. He looked horrible.
And like a junkie. And he but he's a functioning addict, because you heard what he said. He's like, you know, that's me on the nights where I gotta go do that, but you know, this is my real life. So it seems like he a functioning addict for sure. He just got caught in a bad situation.
Got you. Yeah, well, it's very convenient that he's an editor at a magazine that does arts and music or whatever else he said. Like, pretty sure pretty soon he'll be helping out Jukebox and her new singing group. Detective Howard is digging himself in a deeper and deeper hole. He's going along with this Crown Camacho story that truly he had nothing to do with, but he can't, you know, he doesn't want to get Rock and Kanan in any trouble, so they're blaming it all on Crown Camacho, and Detective Howard is right in the middle of it, pushing the story along. And he helped out Rock with the gun situation with Kanan. Not to mention, he's not free and clear about, I don't know if they're going to dig too deep into that, but I mean, he still killed Burke. What do you guys think is going to happen with Howard throughout the season? Do you think that he'll ever get caught? Do you think that they'll uncover that he was the one that killed Burke?
It may or may not happen, but seeing how Detective Howard is moving, you know, he's going to find a way to cover up his track. I mean, that's what he does. To me, I think he's very shrewd, and I know he has a way to get out of certain things, if that makes sense.
I got you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he is covering up his tracks. You're right about that.
I think that I don't think he gets caught because, you know, it don't seem like the first time he's caught a body. But I do see other things come in to burn him. You know, like he's the feds again, that's their job to investigate. So, you know, I see that coming out and biting them in the butt very soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Crown Camacho thing, blaming that all on him, I don't know how long they're going to believe that. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, like you said earlier, Leon, a dead man tells no tells, but I think they know where they're headed with this. They know something doesn't seem right with this Crown Camacho theory.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see anything about the Italians in this episode. We didn't see Stefano. So I think we're going to be heavy on Stefano next episode.
Sure.
The preview for next episode, I think there's going to be a lot of stakes raised.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of people getting at each other.
Yeah, because once they see that Dean is dead, there's going to be some people going after Ronnie. Like, you don't just come into out of nowhere, come into Dean's bingo hall with his grandmother and then get into an argument with him and he ends up dead and then you're just still walking the streets. I mean, you are crazy and people know you just came home and all that, but something got to happen. And then he lied to Unique about seeing Dean. And I feel like he know, like they both know that Ronnie's lying. Like Ronnie knows that, Unique knows he's lying, and Unique is just in disbelief that Ronnie's lying to him.
You think so? You think he's in disbelief?
Do I think that Unique is in disbelief? Yeah, he's like, yo, how could this dude lie to me? Like you, he knows, like he 1,000% knows that Ronnie saw Dean. Dean wouldn't make that lie up, and Unique is just sitting
there. I agree.
Exactly.
I agree that he knows for sure. I don't think that he's shocked though. He's like, man, you ain't shit, Ron. Like,
right.
I feel like there's a thin line between the brotherhood. And what's funny is I wish that they would kind of expound on what that background looks like. Like I know it's so much to ask for to fill us in as the audience, but it seems like they care for one another to the point where, like, obviously he got his brother holed up. You know, they worked out together.
Yes.
They spotted each other.
Yes.
So there's some love there. So, like, you know, Unique, the little brother, but I just wish I got more. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they just really just threw the nigga in. The same way in Snowfall, how they just threw Kane in for Kevin. Like, this mm-hmm. nigga came out of nowhere and just started terrorizing everything.
Yes, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
You feel me?
I think that the issue is Rock. I think it's Rock, because he said to him, I set you up to be the boss, and now you are Raquel's little homie now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And Unique kept trying to talk him out of Rock being a problem. Unique is telling Ronnie Rock is out of the game, and Ronnie is saying, nah, we got to really, truly take her out.
Yeah.
I'm watching it on mute in the background, and he's eating the pizza. That was another OCD thing he did with the pizza while eating the pizza. But yeah, nah, Ronnie is out of control, man. I asked on my power page, on a poll, I said, if Ronnie is to be killed, who would be the one to do it? I think everybody agreed. They agreed that it would be either Raquel or Unique. I don't even fucking remember. But
I think it's Unique. Who? Between them two for what?
Who would take out Ronnie?
Oh, yeah. I said last week that it's going to be Rock, and that's going to put a strain on their relationship.
Oh, yes, that's true. You did say that. Now that I think about it, I guess it's not too crazy that Ronnie found out where Dean lived, because he found out where Raquel lived. Ronnie is just, exactly. He's got a lot of time on his hands. It ain't like he got a job. So he do go find out where anybody lives.
Mm-hmm. It's crafty, man.
He found everybody. He found Kanan and Fane.
Mm-hmm. That dude's got to go.
Listen, man, if he kills Stefano, because he asked everybody else for money or work except Stefano, right? Like, what mm-hmm. happens when he meets Stefano? If he meets him? Well, Stefano...
He's not going to get touched as easy as Dean do. I don't see that happening.
Right. He should, yeah.
Stefano that nigga is always with somebody, bro. Always.
Right. Because his homie in the fish store.
We've never not seen him.
Right. The homie in the fish store was about to pull out a gun on the cops.
I was about to say, he was ready to kill federal agents without a doubt.
That's true.
Bro, federal agents walked in and he reached for the gun, bro.
That's crazy. Like, that is nuts.
Bro, know what time it is.
Yeah.
Gee, that's a soldier right there.
Yep.
Stefano was like, Giorgio, no.
Exactly. He actually had to tell him, that's the FBI. Don't kill them.
That's right. Giorgio, don't. No.
Oh, man. So Marvin can't lead a drug game alone. Lou is 1,000% out. I think they're going to buy this club from Cheryl, and they're going to do music stuff in Lou's eyes. But I think Marvin's eyes are obviously on a different type of business. I like this for Lou. He still had a drink this episode, but he wasn't drunk Lou this episode.
Yeah, drunky. He's a fucking alcoholic. How you feel about what Lou asked him to do though? He said, "Yo, keep it clean." Like, I think he gonna do that.
I think Marvin's going to respect him and keep it clean. Marvin's got a lot more places he can go to do money. But if Marvin is going on this route that they're showing us he's going on as being a helpful, caring, loving person, he should leave it completely legit. You know what I mean?
Marvin is solid, man. I ain't never seen him do it. He don't screw over nobody that don't got it coming or that deserve it.
That's true.
He's a stand-up guy. All he do is eat his snacks and do what he's told.
That's right. And everybody's noticing, man. Twitter, Instagram, everybody's noticing the relationship, his relationship with Jukebox evolving into a lot, in a way better way than it was in the previous seasons. And I like that for them.
Yo, he calls her a girl. Yo.
What did he say again?
Some type of lady. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Some kind of Lebanese, some girl faggot.
Lebanese. But yo, he I loved that he talked to the lady and then, like, you know, he gave Jukebox her he still gave her her right to be like, oh yeah, you know,
says she's
like,
gonna be her. You're not changing Jukebox. I knew that the chick that gave her the mint was gonna come back in somehow. You know what I mean? That was just too much of a focal point in her calling her Polo Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were trying to make another TLC.
It absolutely seems that way.
And the because the manager gave off Pebbles vibes.
Nice. So it looks like the chick that wants to be the lead singer, I guess, who is she, like the Beyonce of the group? She looks like she's full of herself.
Yeah, what the manager said, we got a diva, we got
a diva,
a next girl, the girl next door, and the tomboy.
And the tomboy, yeah. That's definitely TLC.
1,000%.
Who's that? That's Left Eye is the tomboy.
Uh-huh.
Chili. Yeah,
Chili's the girl next door, right?
Okay, cool. And T-Boss is the diva?
Maybe Chili's the diva. T-Boss is the girl next door.
Yeah. They could be interchangeable depending on the day. But Left Eye is definitely the tomboy.
Yeah.
T-Boss felt more like a tomboy as well. Like all three of them could have been tomboys, divas, and girl next door at the same time.
That's true. They all could change up each day. It was kind of interesting to see how the dynamic changed, like, once it was all in the room. And I don't think they foreshadowed Jukebox talking to the military guy for no reason. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, us knowing what we know about Jukebox,
mm-hmm.
I also don't think that they showed it in the beginning of the episode for no reason. Mm-hmm. I think she not gonna be with it, because that lady was like, I own y'all. I'm God. I'm
right. Well, remember, they did. It was very brief, but they did show us Jukebox getting her physical, and the woman said, are you pregnant? Have you been pregnant, or do you plan on becoming pregnant? So she's moving further along with both of these situations. So I don't even think in her head she knows which one she wants to focus on yet.
Yeah, knowing what we know, I think she's going to go to the military.
Right. Exactly. Sure. What's next? What else do you guys want to touch on?
I kind of want to go backwards to Kanan and Rock. Into school, and like, she's such a slime ball. Like, I get it, you want your son back and shit like that, but why'd you have to go about it this way? You know, if anything, he's going to absolutely hate her now once he finds out,
right?
And then, like, she did all of the decoration in the house. Like, he went, sat down. I ain't gonna hold you. I know that nigga enjoyed that shower and that sleep that night, boy.
Yeah, that it looked like he liked his room, right?
Yeah, bro. After he came out of the rat infested apartment.
Right. I know the that ratchet, one. The pissy stairwells, the pissy elevators.
Yeah, word, bro. Like, that's from my house. He was like, yo, this house is nice.
Yeah.
But he still hates his mom.
Absolutely gonna hate her.
I think he figures it out next episode.
We'll see. But I know it was kind of like, you know, he's like, man, I'll see you when I get home. And she was like, what home? Because as far as I heard, social worker going to come and make sure that your home is with me.
Right. Yeah, nah, he's going to figure it out next episode, man. Because fame's got to tell him. Fame is going to tell him, or he's just going to put it together. Because Kanan isn't stupid. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to figure it out. He may talk to one of his brothers. He might talk to Lou, and Lou might be like, yo, you know, if you didn't put it there, then Fame didn't put it there. Who else was around your book bag? You know what I mean? Something like that. Like, something's going to give it away, and Kane's going to put it together that it was his mom's.
Yeah, that might happen.
A lot did happen this episode. How often or how much more of Snaps and Pop do you think we'll see? Because you don't just bring in Bunk from The Wire for just one episode. I think we'll see a lot of them.
I don't see it being one episode, but I don't
I see maybe it'll
be a moderate amount because we ain't seen Dean a lot. We only seen Dean when we needed to. Right?
That's true. That's true. But Ronnie, being that Ronnie just got out and he needs like a foundation and they gave him some of that money, he's going to have to be in communication with them. I would say not a lot, but he's going to have to check in with them to let them know how things are going. And he's going to have to give them back some of the money. And he's going to have to be in constant communication with them.
Right. That's true. That's very true. We'll see how it plays out. you see how she was on him when he walked in? And then she was like, I like me a little nerdy nigga.
Right.
And then Bunk came out and was like, everything to which I'm not.
right. Like, what you with me for? But then she also said, yo, what's your sexy ass brother up to? Like, she just out here with it.
Mm-hmm. She has no shame.
She remind me of the lady, the auntie from Next Friday.
Yes. 1,000%. Yeah. 1,000%.
I can see them being around for like a few episodes, and that's about it.
Like I said, next week I think we'll see more of the Italians because I still can't. Well, I guess you're right, Leon. You did say if the four of the five families agreed to taking out Sal, that there probably shouldn't be any blowback from that. But we definitely didn't see Stefano this episode. I do expect to see him next episode. I do predict that Ronnie is not done killing. Damn, man, he did not have to take out Dean. That upset me, man. But when we get to that last scene and it's Dean talking to his grandmother and about to change her battery to her hearing aid, I just knew that it wasn't going to end well. You're not going to end the show with him just changing his granny's hearing aid and then going and watching TV with her. So I knew something bad was going to happen. But, yeah, I didn't expect Dean to go out like that. Do you guys have any predictions?
I don't have any at the moment. Leon?
No, I don't got any predictions. But I feel like a big death is brewing up for sure in the next two episodes.
What's a big death? One of the four?
Nah. Somebody
well, that not one of the four, because Kanan's one of the four, and he's not
gonna somebody, die. Somebody that we're going to miss is going to die. And I don't think Rock goes out this season. She goes out, obviously, but mm-hmm. I don't think it happens. But I do see her building a reason for Kanan to pull the trigger for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What about Fame? You think Fame survives the season?
Yeah, there's no real reason to kill Famous. Even if Kanan find out, like, I could see him just beating him up.
Mm-hmm.
I know I said he gonna kill Famous earlier, but I meant that very loosely.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about Howard? I don't think there's much longer he can create all of these narratives and get away with it. Like, somebody's gonna catch on to him. We also didn't see Burke's girlfriend. So there's a lot of things that they need to show us, because if this Burke thing is just over and done with, then I can understand it. But at the same time, there's got to be some type of investigation when a cop dies, whether it's by suicide or not. I don't think that they should just sweep this under the rug like this. I want to see a little bit more of what's happening with uncovering Burke's death. I also believe next episode we'll see Juanita probably one-on-one talking to Ronnie, because
I was just about to say that. I was like, we ain't talk about that yet. That mm-hmm. conversation, whew, yeah. That conversation was heavy, and I feel like it was filled with a lot of just like, damn. The way she doubled back and looked at him,
because yes.
Remember, yeah. Unique strikes fear in her heart, mm-hmm. so she might pit them against each other, you know, like yeah. we'll see how that goes. I don't know why this nigga Ronnie's so thirsty for work. Like, let your brother take care of you. Like, that's what he's supposed to do, but you right. An eager beaver.
Right. He just, you're right, man. He might wind up getting himself killed just because he's out there like that. You know what I mean?
All right. He's just too damn eager.
Right. Yo, I know we say this a lot every episode, but they're really capturing the 90s essence.
I love it, man. I love it, bro.
And everything, man. The haircuts, like.
The legend, when Lou pulled up and bailed Kanan Manzo with the accurate legend. Bro, that shit was a timeless.
Bro, they had me Googling shit. Like, when they called, when she called Ronnie Urkel, I'm like, yo, let me Google when Family Matters started. And it started in 89, so I'm like, all right, that's valid. And then the TLC thing, like, they're mentioning all of the 90s shit, man. I'm looking at Kane right now. He's got a Tommy Hilfiger jacket on with a JanSport book bag.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
JanSport was big in the 90s.
That's why I said this was my favorite, man. Like, I was born in 94, so, like, mm-hmm. you know, I ain't get to really experience it the same way y'all two got to experience it, but mm-hmm. I got it. You feel me? I got the tail end and then the early 2000s, and it's just like that nostalgic feel. That's my bag, bro. I love it. Right. I love it. And they have done an amazing job. Shout out to the stylists. Shout out to the screenwriters. Mm-hmm. Like, they did their research. They made sure everything was on point.
You know what though? I realized this in OG Power when Kanan got out of jail, right? When he first came out of jail, he had on some goofy sunglasses and an Avirex. That, to me, let me know, oh, yeah, they on point. Because when he went in, that was what was popping. And obviously, you get your clothes from when you went in, when you come out. I'm like, yo, they really put this dude in the Avirex. Like, that was popping back in the time that he would have been locked up. I'm like, the attention to detail is amazing, right?
Yeah. I remember the Avirex jackets, man. I'm just... Everybody had one
of them shit, bro. Jack-
mm-hmm.
Avirex jackets were dope.
Yeah.
Words.
Yeah, this is I can't call it my favorite, man, because OG Power, you got to salute, man. OG Power was, you know.
I hear you.
That's the beginning of it all. But Raising Kanan is by far number two.
Yeah. But yo, to the Juanita and Joaquin and Ronnie situation. The way that I see that playing out, bro, is like Joaquin seems like the type of person who values family,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas his cousin is like, nah, Unique gotta die.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like, good luck to you. Mm-hmm. You know, he was nice, all of that. He's like, you know, that's your brother, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that look back of just pure darkness was, nah, I gotta get him to kill his brother. You said problem solved, right? Let me take care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's gonna cause a rift in between them two.
In between Joaquin and Juanita?
Yes.
What if Juanita, and this sounds crazy, what if Juanita tells Ronnie to kill Joaquin?
Why?
Because Joaquin doesn't want to do business. And it looks like what he says goes, unless he's not in the picture.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give Ronnie as many kills as possible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's done killing. You know what I mean? I think he's got a couple more people he'll take out before somebody gets to him.
We'll see.
Yeah, but I'm shocked that they released an episode tomorrow being Christmas. Well, not tomorrow, but with it being Christmas coming up, they normally take off on holidays, but we normally don't get Power on Christmas and New Year's. We know it's normally another holiday that we're having it, but it is what it is.
Exactly.
I'm loving these episodes. That just lets me know that, or makes me think that when they do have a mid-season finale, because there's always going to be some break. Maybe it's going to be after 5, maybe it's going to be after 6. This is episode 4. So, and I think that episode 5, even though next week is New Year's weekend, I think we'll get an episode that weekend as well. So something big is coming up in either episode 5 or episode 6.
Yeah. We'll see. I still think we're going to have a monumental death.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. That's it for me. Thank you. Deron, thank you, Leon. Appreciate y'all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother.
All right.
Merry Christmas. God bless.
All right. Talk to y'all next time. Peace.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Limitless Experience with Eric. Spread love. Peace out.